Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joanna Brandy's here. I know. I'm excited, too. Joanna's a great friend of ours, original founding member of our Brain Trust, president of Joanna Brandy & Company, author of I don't know how many books on customer retention, winning at customer retention. Is one of my favorites of all time. Also, building customer loyalty. She is the queen of loyalty, customer loyalty. She's the one who taught us about customer care, not customer service. And she's also does a lot of work on helping people understand the concept of happiness and how to measure it as a productivity tool. Welcome back, Joanna.
Well, thank you, and Happy New Year. My favorite time of year because I can say happy all the time. Happy New Year.
Yeah, you got it. You can say it.
Well, think about it. It's the first word you say, isn't it?
Yeah.
The clock strikes 12. You turn around to someone, and what do you say?
Happy New Year. Yeah.
There you go. First word you say every year is happy.
So we should start saying happy March, happy July, things
happy
like that?
Happy Monday, happy Tuesday, happy 8 o'clock. Yeah.
Why not? Why not? Exactly. I mean, what's the alternative? Sad Tuesday? I mean, come on. That's
really?
Not good. So one of the things you've been doing a lot of work on, and I appreciate this on you, is you've been doing a lot of work on helping people understanding the link, the direct connection, the hard line connection between happiness and a measurement and measuring productivity and performance. What do you think?
Absolutely. I have been, and this last year, I think even since we talked, I finally signed a contract to be working with the happiest places to work. So I now have the tools
in
my hand to measure happiness as a KPI.
Wow. Tell the audience what a KPI is.
Well, it's a key performance indicator.
Yeah.
So everybody seems to be, these days, all I hear from, especially, you know, I work with a lot of small mid-sized company CEOs, and that's all we hear is, can we measure it? Can we measure it? Can we measure it? How do we measure it? And happiness has always been difficult because people perceive it as being fuzzy.
Yeah.
You know, okay, you know, happiness, sure, it's not my responsibility
squishy.
To make sure my people are happy. Yeah, squishy, fuzzy. And, of course, you know, a woman standing up in the front of the room talking about it, you know, what can I say?
Right.
Although my talks with the CEOs are very popular and I get scored highly, I don't see that they take action afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they believe they just absorbing
it. They think
just
having you talk
it.
About it checks a box.
Well, yeah. But now what I have discovered ever since I've been able to put into my presentation and speak to the fact that happiness can be measured as any other KPI. And what we're actually measuring, you know, once a month we're giving your staff a survey. And what we're actually measuring are things like, are they engaged? Do they feel like they have enough autonomy and control? Do they have a sense of purpose? Is there pleasure? You know, does it feel good to work
mm-hmm.
here? Are they getting the right kind of recognition? Are they having positive experiences? Do they have social support? And do they feel like they're growing? And this is becoming such an issue
mm-hmm.
with the millennials. And we still hear...
Yeah.
Chief executive, all kinds of executives, talking about, you know, the millennial problem.
Mm-hmm.
Millennials are really incredibly productive workers. They work differently than we do. They think differently than we do. But they want purpose in what they're doing. And they want that, you know, we think what they want is, you know, foosball machines and free everything. And maybe those are nice perks to have. But creating happiness in an organization has to do with creating more of those eight components of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So we're now able to measure that on a monthly basis. And then the happiness becomes the scores that we're getting on these questions become predictive.
How much of your indicator includes questions like, do you like coming to work? things like that.
In other words, just
literally waking up in the morning and being glad you're going to this place of business.
Well, and that's a very important thing. Yes. There's 21 different questions.
Because I might have any given day, I might not like what I've got to do today. Or, there are certain things that I don't like having to do in certain, you know, there's one job I have every morning I have to do for 30 minutes. And once a month we have this thing to do, and I don't like that. But in general, I really am glad I'm going to work at this place.
Well, yeah, and that's what's important. Are people happy to be going to work there? Are people proud to be working there? Do they have a sense of accomplishment? Do they feel appreciated? Do they feel valued? Do they have friends at work?
I was being shown around a business a few years ago, a company I was going to work with to work in my business. And I was being shown around by an employee who'd been with the company for 3 or 4 years, not a long time employee, but they'd been there for a while. And while we were walking around the company, seeing what was going on, she said to me, the day I don't like most in the week is Friday. And I said, why? She says, because I know at the end of the day, I can't come back to Monday.
Well, that's interesting, huh?
How about that for an endorsement of a company's happiness level?
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that I think that for some people who don't have a rich life outside of work, having a happy work experience is tremendously fulfilling.
Would that be a question you would ask people in your questionnaire? Does your work life contribute to your overall happiness, irrespective of your private life?
I have to go actually look at the question.
But wouldn't that be a good thing to ask? I mean, wouldn't that be
That is a good thing to ask. That's what I call the spillover effect.
Right.
That when you're having a great experience at work, and when you feel valued, and when you feel appreciated, and when you feel whole, you go home, and that spills over into your home life, because when you get home, you feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
When you've had a bad day at work, and we've all had them, you come home and you kind of have to unload.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
The opposite is when you come home from work and you kick the dog, right? Because you take it out on the dog.
That's a big spillover effect.
That's right.
I think we've had that conversation before.
Exactly.
You take it out on anybody or anything that shows up in
Joanna,
front of you.
I need your website, please.
It's returnonhappiness.com.
Returnonhappiness.com. Check it out. Joanna Brandy and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassie again. Here are the Stones to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.